From the high cliff, the castle shines. Cornets and drums ring out. There sits the band of brave knights and ladies with golden necklaces. Why these jubilant merry sounds? What glows and gleams in the great hall? Oh, joy! Hey-ho! Joy! Mahler, Das Klagende Lied, Part 3, opening. Das Klagende Lied is a brilliant work, a mixture of song, operatic choruses, and symphonic music. It is also, even at this early date, vintage Mahler. Expressively, it is about sorrow and tragedy, Romantic-era expressive motifs that Mahler inherited and through the circumstances of his life and the nature of his personality truly made his own. For Mahler, sorrow made the person. He praised it as the defining element of life and believed that it was sorrow that endowed a person with emotional richness and depth. Many years later, Gustav had the audacity, should we say the insensitivity, or perhaps just the stupidity, to complain that his wife Alma's face didn't have enough lines on it, that suffering was not etched on her face, and that suffering and suffering only could imbue one with true beauty. Now, we might note that Mahler did his level best to make his wife more beautiful by his standard. But we get way ahead of ourselves. Much more on this in a future lecture. Mahler, the conductor. The career begins. A description of Mahler in 1880, at the age of 20, comes to us from one Friedrich Eckstein, and I quote, "He was a short man. His extreme irritability is noticeable in the peculiar unevenness of his walk. His narrow, taut, slender, mobile face is framed by a huge brown beard. His heavily accented speech is precise and has a strong Austrian flavor," unquote. Yes, Mahler had grown a beard in 1880. It made him look older, and he grew it with the hope that it would help him to impose his authority as a conductor. You see, it was during the late spring of 1880 that Gustav Mahler, tired of living in constant financial need, decided to make some money conducting. Now, talk about an idea from out of the blue. Mahler figured that conducting was how composers made money, much in the same way we teach today Okay, fine. Having said this, Mahler had never conducted in his life and hadn't a clue as to whether he'd be any good at it. But Mahler needed cash, hard, fast cash. And with the summer tourist season approaching, there was indeed work for novice conductors at the small theaters attached to the spas and hot springs that dotted the Austrian, Moravian, and Bohemian countryside.